He took the day off yesterday, a well-deserved day off, to sleep in late during Columbus Day. But he is back with us today to talk about the worst Yankee playoff defeat by numbers in history. Good morning, Mike.
I'm waiting for your play-in.
I can't play it. There's
Why
nothing,
not?
There's nothing to play in.
Oh, there's plenty of things to play in.
No, there's not, because you missed the day yesterday, and you don't get to hear a good play-in.
The Red Sox only got like 87 hits last night.
Yeah, I know, and they only got 16 runs out of that 87 hits. That's very
poor
production.
Boy, was
that
a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I know. I figured you'd like that. I knew you wouldn't call in yesterday because the Yankees won today.
No. I told you Friday.
Mm-mm. I played it back. You hadn't made up your mind yet on Friday.
Well, I made up my mind. It was Columbus Day. I celebrated my heritage.
Yes, you certainly did. Well, anyway, so it's, the series is now tipped back in favor of the Red Sox.
Tipped back in favor? That's like saying the Titanic might float for another 10 minutes.
I don't know. You're gonna keep talking, and you're gonna put the curse on
them. I'm not talking. I'm not saying nothing. This series is over. Saturday night, Houston plays Boston in Houston. In Boston. They start in Boston. That's right.
Here he goes, folks. He's putting the curse on the Red Sox.
No curse.
Just like he put the curse.
No
on,
curse.
Just like he put the curse on Cleveland last
no
year.
No curse. No curse. Not at all. The Yankees have no excuses. They're full lineups there. All their pitchers are pitching. Nobody's hurt. Everybody's there. 16-1. Let the scoreboard talk for itself. Tonight, C.C. Sabathia will last three innings, and the Yankee Stadium will be empty by the seventh.
All right. Well, there it is. There it is. There's the Kazi prediction.
Watch.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Watch.
The man.
And don't forget my other prediction. What was my other prediction? Whoever wins the Houston-Cleveland series will win the World Series. Yeah. Houston didn't only win it. They destroyed Cleveland.
This is the man that killed Cleveland last year.
No, I didn't.
You did. You predicted Cleveland would beat the Yankees.
Well,
yes, you did.
All right, so this year I get even when Boston bashes their brains in again.
Okay. Now, you missed our Monday night pick. I'm sorry about that, you know?
I'm not. I didn't even watch 1 second. I didn't even know who was playing.
I didn't watch 1 second either. I didn't watch any. Actually, I didn't watch any of the Yankee game either.
I watched baseball from 1:30 in the afternoon until 11:45 last night.
That's bad for your heart. You got to get out of that
shit. It was great. Houston won easy. You knew Atlanta was going to lose. The Yankees got destroyed. There was no palpitations, not even a bead of sweat. It was a beautiful day.
Hey, Tiger Woods had a good day yesterday.
Tiger Woods?
I'm just saying.
Was he one of the bad boys last night?
He might have been.
Tiger Woods.
Gosh, aren't you waiting for the Tiger Woods Phil Mickelson showdown?
The what?
The big showdown between Tiger and Phil Mickelson.
What are they playing, poker? Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods.
I care as much about Tiger Woods as that piece of gum I took off my sneakers yesterday. It's baseball season, brother. The Yankees are about to be eliminated. It's everything is good in the world.
He's really dooming the Red Sox now.
Nah, this is what you think. This is your warped psychology.
He's done. He's dooming in the Red Sox.
Somebody had to tell Severino, hey, you know what? We're playing tonight. Well, you want to go warm up?
That's right. When something happens to the Red Sox this year, blame it on Kazi.
Let me make it easy for you. On Saturday night, the Red Sox won. They beat their whipping. The Red Sox lost. The Yankees beat their whipping boy. Right? They beat Price. They beat Vincent Price because he's a horror show. And Babalui hit two home runs. How often is Babalui going to hit two home runs? Probably as much as Halley's Comet returns to this part of the atmosphere. The Yankees are dead.
All right. Well, like I said.
And then tomorrow you can say, I told you so.
Send the letters tomorrow if they lose.
Send the checks to 67 Main Street. My last name, Cozzi. Make sure you write the right name on there so you can give me a little bit of the vig if you've just been listening to me.
When he crushes the Red Sox with his prediction, just send me all your names and I'll send them to him via instant messenger.
That's wishful thinking, folks. Wishful thinking.
All right, where else are we going to go in sports?
We go to Houston. You believe that this is the first sweep Houston ever had? They're playing better this year than they played last year.
They're hot, but also Milwaukee's real hot.
Milwaukee, I expect them to beat the Dodgers. And I said, whoever's hot in the National League goes to the World Series, and Houston is hot. But watching the post-game interviews yesterday for the Houston game, it was great. The third baseman, Bregman, came out and said, yeah, they said they were asking him a question about the sweep, some stupid question. So his response to them was, well, you know, we're the defending World Series champions, so we just swept Cleveland, so maybe now we can finally play a game on prime time. And then he just turned around and walked away. So you think that these game time schedules by Major League Baseball doesn't affect these players? Guess again, folks.
All right. With that being said, we have to move on to the weather and talk about a possible hurricane.
It ain't coming there. Just like the Red Sox are going to win tonight, Hurricane Michael, couple of showers, maybe a little rain Thursday, but no hurricane. The only hurricane is going to be in the Bronx tonight when the Yankees go counterclockwise down the old toilet bowl.
All right, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Goodbye. Mike Cozzi with the check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club.